What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering. What's up, crew? Happy whatever day it is that you're listening to this. It is a Wednesday for me. I hope that you guys have had a great week so far, that things have been going well. And I just felt really called to hop on here and talk about a topic that seems really easy, but when we really take a step back, it can be super difficult. And it applies to a lot of areas of our lives. So the topic and the name of this episode is Keep Going. Okay, and I had a different idea for an episode, but as I was thinking, this one really was just pressing on my heart. So I know there's someone out there that needs to hear this, and this is not only me speaking to you guys, this is me speaking to myself as well. So I really want this episode to be powerful. And if it is powerful for you, then please share this with someone, because that's how we start impacting, is when we share. And tag me on social media, take a screenshot of the podcast, post it on your story, tag me on social media, and I will reach out to you guys. I love talking with you guys. So thank you so much for all the support thus far. And let's just dive right into kind of what's on my heart and why Keep Going is such an important topic for me to discuss with you guys. So basically, in life in general, if we take life as a whole, there are always going to be things that come up in life that are not as what we had planned, right? And there's always going to be hurdles. There's always going to be setbacks. It doesn't matter what area or aspect of life we are talking about. There is always going to be something that challenges us, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in health, whether it's in entrepreneurship, whether it's in parenthood. Whatever that looks like for you, there's always going to be something that challenges us. And it's inevitable. We're all going to go through the things. So my first point is to say, find comfort in the fact that you're not alone in going through challenges. And challenges aren't meant to break you. They're meant to change you. Okay, challenges aren't meant to break you, they're meant to change you. So when we face a challenge, we have to reroute and shift and figure it out and then jump over that hurdle and keep going, right? But something within us is going to change when we hit that challenge, because it's one, going to give us more experience within our lives. Something that we've dealt with, struggled with, that's going to give us an experience that there's probably a lot of people that I've been through, but it's not the same as yours, your experience, right? So that's going to grow you. When we take a challenge, instead of looking at it as a setback, and instead we look at it as a growth moment, that's when we change as humans and we progress and we're able to then create resilience in our life, okay? Keep going could also be translated to resilience. And I think that it's so important that we hear this, because yeah, we know like we should keep going, but sometimes when we're not reminded to keep going, sometimes when we're not reminded that we are capable of doing something, it's a lot easier to just give up instead of pushing through. So I don't know who needs to hear this today, but you have to keep going. You have to keep pushing, because you have a purpose that needs to be fulfilled. And if you step out of that purpose and you stop, what you are called to do, then there's going to be a lot of people who are going to miss out as well. It's not just about you. I think that's one thing that we have to get straight, is that when we are doing something that we are called to do, when we have been given a purpose and a calling, one thing is that a lot of times it's easy for us to look at it as a selfish gain. What am I getting out of this? What am I benefiting from this? Where am I going with this? When in reality, most of our purposes are meant to fulfill something bigger than ourselves, and that's to benefit other people. Okay, so if you step out of your purpose and you stop trying and you don't keep going, there's a lot of people who are gonna miss out on the impact or what you have to offer. So don't be selfish with your situation. You have to take a step back and say, am I tired of trying because I feel like I'm not benefiting? And if that is the case, then I need you to step out of that mindset and step into the mindset of, I'm tired, but I know that this is going to benefit so many people, so I have to keep going, not only for me, but for everybody else that I'm going to impact along the way. And I think that when we dive into that mentality, it causes us to have a bigger fire burning underneath us and a bigger passion and desire to keep going, because we know that other people are counting on us. And we know that our purpose is bigger than ourselves. So you have to keep going. Not for you, but also for other people. And I think that we can apply this really to every area of our life, like we talked about in the beginning of this episode. This can be in fitness. When you've been working out for 3 months consistently and you've been eating really well and you are not really seeing the results that you wish you could have, is it going to benefit you to stop and then restart 6 months later because you've completely downward spiraled in your health journey? Or is it going to benefit you to keep going and to say, you know, I might not see the results that I want right now, but I know that if I remain consistent and I'm able to keep pushing and I continually show up, I'm going to see the results that I want down the road. And we, a lot of times, put a timeline on things as humans. We say, well, if this doesn't work in 6 months, if I don't get abs in 3 months, if I don't get a promotion in 5 months, then it's not for me and I'm going to quit and I'm going to go somewhere else. When in reality, the thing that's holding you back the most is, one, your timeline, and two, that you keep stopping and starting. Because you keep saying, well, if I don't have this by this time, then I'm done. When in reality, if you would have just kept going and not put a timeline on it and let it happen when it was supposed to happen for you, then the reward would be greater. Because when you keep stopping and starting, you're really just setting yourself back continually. That's why it's so important to create a consistent lifestyle. And I get it. You're going to have days where you feel like nothing is working. You feel like you just want to stop. You feel like you don't know what you're doing. You feel lost. You feel defeated. You feel like there's no benefit from coming from this. You're confused. I get it, because I've been there and it still happens to me. Happened to me yesterday. I don't get it sometimes, why things don't happen for me that are happening to others. And that's when I have to step into my lane. Remember when I talked about on that episode where you have to stop trying to look side to side, you have to stay in your lane? That applies here, because when we have a focus and we're in our lane and we're not worried about what other people are doing, We're not concerned about their success. We're simply celebrating their success. That's when we keep running our race and we're locked in, because no one can run our race for us, and we shouldn't be running other people's race. We need to be running our race. We need to be staying in our lane and we need to keep going. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're sprinting and you have momentum. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're at a constant jogging pace where there's just consistency. And sometimes you're going to feel like you're walking because you need a break, right? And that's okay, because that's life. Life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Success and impact and growth is a marathon and not a sprint. Our purpose is a marathon and not a sprint. So we have to stop treating it like a sprint. We have to stop trying to run the race so fast to try to beat everybody else, when in reality, that's not the purpose. The purpose is not to beat everybody else. The purpose is to be a better you every single day, to fulfill your calling and your purpose, and then to celebrate others as they fulfill theirs. We make everything into a competition, and we get upset when someone else is doing well and we feel like we're not. And we make everything about, what am I benefiting? What am I gaining? Am I beating that person? Why are they doing better than me? Blah, blah, blah. And you just compare, when in reality, that's not what it's about. It's about celebrating them and celebrating yourself as you go through your journey. So are you defeated because you're comparing yourself to other people? Are you defeated because you're only looking at what you are or are not gaining? And if those two things are a yes for you, then this is where we get to dive into our heart, our intentions. We get to do a self-check. One of my good friends said that I should start a series called Self-Check, and I'm really considering it, because I think that that would be an amazing series to do. Just doing self-checks on ourselves and how we're operating and how we have our intention set, and are we being selfish or are we being selfless? So do a self-check today and analyze, why are you tired? If you're tired because you feel like you've been doing everything and you're not sure what to do now and you feel just defeated, then take a slight break, but then keep going, because that's natural. You can have burnout in doing things that you love. You can have burnout in fulfilling your purpose. And that's where we get to listen to our bodies and our minds and say, okay, I might need to take a step back for a breather. It's not the end of it. It just means that I'm refreshing and renewing myself so that when I show back up, I am powerful and I am present and I can give everything that I have and I can continue to fulfill my purpose fully. Because we want to fulfill it fully. We don't want to give half of our energy to something. We want to give all of it, because if this is our purpose, then we should be on fire for it and we should be giving it our all. So take a look at yourself today and ask yourself, why am I doing what I am doing? Is it all for personal gain? Is it all to say, look at me, look at me, look at me? Or is it to say, come alongside of me, let's do this together, let's impact, let's make a difference? And if the second one isn't your actions and the way you operate, then I highly suggest doing that self-check and seeing how you can get to that point, because you need to be coming from a genuine place. That is where we begin to avoid more burnout. Because when it's all for us and we're not seeing results, that's when we start to quit. But when we know that there's a bigger purpose and when it's for other people, that's when we keep going, because that creates a larger fire that creates a larger passion because it's not all about us. It's about everybody else that we want to impact and we feel called to impact, and we have a passion and a purpose that we want to use in order to help others. I cannot preach it enough, you guys. If your actions are not out of the intent to serve and help others, you are being selfish. You need to operate out of a place of selflessness and servantship and genuine, authentic character that says, I just want to help you. Because people need that. People need genuine people. People need someone to help them. People need someone to guide them when they don't know what they're doing. So if you're just operating out of selfish gain, people are not going to receive that as well. Yeah, you might make the sale. Yeah, you might get the promotion. But your character and your integrity are going to suffer from it. And at the end of the day, I would rather have both of those than money. Because character and integrity are way more important than what's in my bank account. And if you don't believe the same thing, then I would do another self-check. Listen, I'm probably stepping on someone's toes. I'm in someone's business today. But this is real and this is empowering. And these are things that we have to analyze and ask ourselves. And I am here to use my calling and my purpose to challenge you to be better, to act authentically and genuinely, and to be the best person you possibly can be and fulfill your purpose fully. So you have to keep going because it is bigger than you. It's for all the people to come. It's for the future generations. It's for the change that's going to be made by you. It's to fulfill your purpose that is unique and special to you and no one else can fulfill. So you have to keep going. Take a break if you need to refresh and renew, but do not stop and then start again later. It's just a break. It's a breather. Do not keep stopping and then starting something new and then stopping and then starting something new and wondering why you're not getting anywhere. Keep going because people are dependent on you to keep going. And do a self-check today to see, am I operating out of my genuine and authentic self, or am I operating for selfish gain? And if you are, then make a shift to the genuine, authentic and see what happens for you. People love real people, no matter what society says, no matter how many filters there are out there, no matter how hard we try to hide behind the screen to act like our life is perfect and to post our highlight reels on Instagram and to never post anything genuine, to never let anybody know we're struggling. People gravitate towards real people because they want to be like that, but sometimes they just need a voice and a doorway to be able to step into that. They need someone to pave a way to be able to do that. And when you show up like that, you open that door for them to be authentic and real. You are a light to them. You can become a voice. But if you don't keep going, then they'll never be able to experience that. They'll never be able to have that door open, and they will continue to suffer in silence and hide behind their phones and never know truth and will never have a light because everybody else surrounding them is the same exact way. So be real and authentic, because you guys know my motto, real is empowering, and I will preach that until I leave this earth. Because the world needs to hear that, and the world needs more of that, especially in times like now. We need to be real and we need to be authentic. Keep going because you got this and I believe in you, and you got to become your best hype woman or hype man because you got to believe that you got this. And there's going to be times of doubt, and that's okay because we're going to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and we're going to keep going. Thank you guys for listening. I said watching, you're not watching, but thank you for listening. I hope that you guys have a real and empowering day. And again, if something impacted you during this episode, please share it. That's being a voice as well and being real and authentic. If something impacts you, you need to share it because you never know who's going to benefit from that. If you want to start a conversation with me, reach out on Instagram. I'd love to chat with you. And again, thank you for listening. Your support means the world to me. Remember, real is empowering. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you benefited from something within that podcast. And stay on the lookout for next week's podcast. If you want to connect with me, if you have feedback, if you want to follow me, you can find me on my page, crew, K-R-E-W underscore work, W-E-R-K. Just crew spelled backwards. Go give that Insta page a follow. And there you can find my blog as well, which is chock full with valuable content that I've learned through my journey, tips, tricks, and everything in between. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and it's real and empowering.